welcome back. I thought you'd be here a little earlier, but oh, I suppose that small issue with Dr. Gordon's car blocking the road did cost you some time. Such a shame, really. And I'd only just sold him that small little charm for his rearview mirror. Oh, but that's not connected, I can assure you. Now, as for you, I'm in sudden need of some extra staff in the shop. The hours are flexible, the pay negotiable, and the offer compulsory. So, let's not waste any time haggling, if that's quite all right with you. Time is rather precious, wouldn't you agree? Indeed, the only resource you cannot buy. All right, well, we'll get straight into going over your duties, shall we? Oh, no, no, no. None of that. I will hear none of your objections. You see, I know what you'd say, and I know what I would reply, and I also know that I am an extremely skilled negotiator, and that I rarely, if ever, fail to obtain what I want. And what I want is a shop assistant. Now, do we understand each other? Oh, splendid. I would really hate for our relationship to be soured over something as trivial as an argument. If our relationship were to sour, oh, well, I'm afraid that I would have to do something to punish you, and I really don't think you'd like that. Not to mention the time and effort it would take on my part. Oh, I feel I should clarify. It would not take me enough time or effort to stop me, should I feel that you need to be brought in line. It's simply enough to ensure that I would be in a rather bad mood. Oh, but I digress. We won't dwell on that, as I'm sure you have no intention of disappointing me. So, let's go straight to your duties, all right? Here, follow me. The shop front you're acquainted with already. You'll need to keep everything dusted and in order. Do make sure you wear your gloves if you're going to handle anything in the cabinets marked with a skull. Oh, what skull, you ask? Here, look closely. To the side of the lock. A tiny carving of a skull. Do you see it? Yes, good. Now, make sure you can see it, because I'm not going to point out every cabinet with this carving. That mark indicates that the items contained within are dangerous, should they come into contact with bare skin. Now, I'm not going to coddle you. I've warned you not to touch anything marked this way. If you do, then that's your problem. All right? Oh, yes, they'll still need dusting. Just make sure you're covered. So, once you've finished dusting, you can dress the window. Go ahead and put anything you like in there. If it's in the shop, you can put it in the window. Go ahead and get creative. Just make sure you put something new in every day. There's something of interest for everybody in this town. I just have to make sure that they know it's here. Now, moving on, over here is the counter. Money lives in the lockbox, and we don't take checks, credit, or debit. Cash only. But I think you'll find that if the right person finds the right object, they'll be more than happy to overcome that particular hurdle. As I've told you before, we don't keep records of purchases. That's your wage, by the way. I'm not worried about the money, so feel free to help yourself to whatever you feel you need. Oh, I should say this, though. Don't get greedy. It's up to you to decide how much that works out to, though. Oh, and if anybody comes in wanting something that we haven't got on the shop floor, do check in the back. It will always be in the back. The back room. Well, yes, I suppose we should go over it. The back room. Here, come through this corridor. Yes. The door at the end. There? Yes. That leads to the back room. Now, there are a few things to keep in mind should you have to go into that room. First, do you see that it's padlocked? Yes. Never go in whilst the shop is open. You can only check in the back room when the shop is shut. All right? The key to the padlock is in the lockbox. Second, do notice the harness and chains. If you have to go into the room, you place the harness on and lead the chain under the door. Then you close the door behind you. And whatever you do, do not take off that harness. Not even for a second. Not even if you know that you're just going to be a second and you'll see the doorway the whole time. No. The back room has a way of disorienting those who are not prepared for it. Third, if, heaven forbid, we were to be robbed, the safe, which is stuffed full of unmarked bills, is in the back room and has an exit into the back alley. Thieves are to be escorted there immediately, and as well as anybody else that you might have an issue with. Think of it as a work bonus. Our health insurance is quite good, too. And that's the back room, but I highly doubt you'll need to go in there very often, if at all, really. It just so happens that some people are more difficult to persuade into purchases than others. Such is life, yes? Now, over here is the break room. Help yourself to anything in the fridge. The kettle, though? Oh, well, it can be a touch temperamental. So don't be concerned if it makes any strange noises. Or asks you to feed it any blood. Oh, but don't feed it any, though. That kettle is a liar, and all of its promises are empty. Now, do feel free to read the newspaper, but don't do the crossword. Those are mine. Ah, what else? Oh, sales, of course. I don't expect you to actually make any. I expect you to write labels, arrange stock, and really just be a warm body in the shop for when I'm busy, but I don't want to close the place down. If something sells, it sells, and if it doesn't, it will later. What I don't want is for you to do anything silly, like trying to talk people into purchasing items that they're not interested in. That will not impress me, nor endear me to you. In fact, it'll make me dislike you quite intensely. So, show up in the morning at some point, preferably before 9, but I'm not going to be watching the clock. Clean, arrange that window, and smile. Sell anything brought to you unprompted, and don't bother answering any questions. Nobody will ask questions unless I'm there anyway. Bring a book if you like. Read a newspaper if you want. If it keeps you quiet, bring a laptop and grind kills in the game of your choice. If there's anything you don't understand, well, I'm sure you'll work it out on your own, given time. Now, you start tomorrow. Be sure to wear closed-toed shoes. I'll see you tomorrow, new employee. And do rest well. It's going to be a very busy day.